KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Identities and Futures. Women and non-binary folks speak out March 7th at 7:30 p.m. at Holocene in Portland. Identities and Futures is an evening of performances, animation, and DJs, including DJ Kim Fizzy, Lily Craw, Gene Etheridge, Pocha Radicales, and more. Again, that's Identities and Futures, Women and Non-Binary Folks Speak Out, March 7th at 7:30 p.m. at Holocene, 1001 Southeast Morrison Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning. You are tuned to KBOO. And today is Monday, I believe it is March 6th. And stay tuned now for Air Cascadia coming up. It is exactly 10 a.m.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, March 6, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your Antifa Fabulous radio at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM, everywhere, just like the weather, which is everywhere. Think about it. All these places, even on, over the heads of the likes of Donald Trump, be he in D.C. or Florida, weather accompanies him, weather accompanies Syrian fighters, Syrian refugees, weather accompanies people at the jungle up in Calais, in France, and the diaspora resulting from that camp's crushing. Weather is always with us. So we have a for today chance of rain and snow showers. Many people did notice snow this morning, and rain then continuing. Mostly cloudy, eyes near 44, and for tonight it's 50-50, and lows around 37, very light winds. Tomorrow, again, same thing, chance of showers. We've got a high around 47, and for tomorrow night, showers likely mainly late in the evening with a low around 40, and winds 8 to 10. And that is it for the weather for today. We'll be joined in shortly by Dr. Margaret Flowers of Popular Resistance, talking today about single payer. This is it's an essential part of America's future. America does not have see much of a future without single payer. There's just no way that the nation can afford to continue with slapdash versions of the Affordable Care Act. Many people, in fact, didn't realize that the Affordable Care Act and so-called Obamacare were the same things. Many people hated Obamacare, but they really did like, they're really quite fond of the Affordable Care Act. That is a very enlightening picture of Americans' understanding of what government provides them and doesn't provide them. and how it works, how these entities like healthcare arrive at their door. How does this happen? People have very little understanding of what it is exactly they vote for when they vote. They understand what's been advertised. It's the advertisements they're voting for, not the substance of any individual person or any individual piece of legislation. They are basically buying a product, and they will buy the product with the flashiest ad. And that said, single payer has been in the news from time to time. It's hard to scrape together the funds to adequately create this product, and then come up with packaging and then sell it to people. Though single payer is by far and away the most popular form of healthcare when people understand what it is. Dr. Margaret Flores is with us today. Many people know her work. She's been on the program before. Popular Resistance has done some extraordinary work on behalf of the public and clarifying the message to the public so that they understand exactly what it is that they are voting for or against, or what it is that is not on offer. Before we just get to that, briefly, city council meetings. The beatings will continue until morale improves. Mayor Wheeler he just hates to be interrupted when he's interrupting someone else. And so stiffer penalties for those who dare speak out. City council meetings. White House spokesman Sean Spicer, moving in a direct linear manner, has instituted a new tactic to ferret out potential leakers among the communication staff. He's subjecting them to random phone checks. Yep. You see how there's a consistency across the board here. And, of course, Trump signed his new executive order, his new travel, his religious travel ban. Back here in Cascadia, restoration efforts in the Columbia Basin, they say, are helping salmon. Well, we'll see about that this summer when the water is too warm for fish to exist. We've got a few more headlines, but this is a lot more important. I want to welcome Dr. Margaret Flowers to the KBOO Airwaves and to Air Cascadia. We're so glad to have you back this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, there is talk. There are going to be some fairly large, sizable actions coming up in April in support of single payer. And there are, as has been pointed out in a recent article, different forms of single payer. But essentially, when people know what it is, this is what they want overwhelmingly. What's going on now in the fight for single payer? I know that it's back. We're talking about it more with the specter of Trump's administration hovering over all health care.
Yeah, thank you. It's a very exciting time, actually, in all the years that I've been fighting for this. I think that we're at a really amazing point. And through popularresistance.org, we launched a new campaign called Health Over Profit. It's a national campaign fighting for national improved Medicare for All, which is working synergistically with many of the other organizations and groups around the country. And what we're finding is that this political space has opened up now because the Affordable Care Act is so obviously failing, as premiums are rising and out-of-pocket costs are rising, and people are finding that even with health insurance, they can't afford to get health care. And then the Republicans, you know, calling for the repeal of Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, and also replacing it with something even worse that would even further privatize our health care system and create greater inequalities in people with cheaper insurance that they'll find really doesn't work even, you know, it works worse than what we have now. And so it's opened up this space where more and more people are calling for single payer or a national improved Medicare for all. We're finding that our activists, and myself included, are going to these town halls that are organized to defend the Affordable Care Act, and they're finding that the even those that are there to defend the Affordable Care Act actually really want Medicare for all. And as soon as we start talking about that, the whole conversation shifts to that. So we have legislation in the House. John Conyers introduced H.R. 676, the Expanded and Improved Medicare for All Act. It has over 60 co-sponsors. We've been pressuring Senator Sanders to introduce a companion bill in the Senate. We're starting to see some movement there, but people need to keep calling him at 202-224-5141, 202-224-5141, and urge him to introduce a companion bill. And I think that we're really at a moment where we can, over the next few years, make this the only politically feasible alternative.
Yeah, I mean, the more people know, the more people like what they're hearing. In California, it looks like there's a chance that the state might have its own single-payer health insurance system. The bill was introduced in the state legislature that would do this, proposes to do that. What does that look like in California? What have you seen there, and what does this look like now? What are the chances, actually, is what I mean to say, of this?
Yeah. I mean, people have tried at the state level. I think it's going to be a very difficult struggle to get single payer at the state level. We have to recognize that neither the Republicans nor the Democrats support single payer health care. And in the past, when they were able to pass it in California, it was largely because the Democrats knew that their Republican governor would veto anything they passed. We're really focused on the national level because we believe that every person in the country should have access to high-quality health care, and that wherever people travel around the country, they should have access to high-quality health care. And we believe that it can happen at the federal level, that even if you were to pass it at the state level, you still need federal legislation to give you the waivers and things that you need to put it in place. And so we're really focused on that national fight, and we believe that we can win.
One question that I wonder about is, there's a likelihood that if there were some kind of really serious crisis, whether it would be financial, economic, or medical, threat of some disease, is that always scares people, and it seems that people are more motivated by fear. There were a crisis of some sort. This might be instituted quite suddenly. What do you think it would take to bring about a single payer in that sort of a situation, in a real emergency where there was no other option in caring for people?
That's a really interesting point that you bring up. And I mean, we've talked before about how, an epidemic, we would decrease the risk of a serious epidemic if we have a single payer healthcare system where every person has access to the care that they need. But we also know that in times of crisis, that also creates a political opportunity, and that those who have the solution are the ones who can push that solution to be put in place in that crisis moment. We know that already across the board, a majority of people in the United States support Medicare for All, that, Democratic voters, it's 80%, but it's super majorities even of just across the board, over 60% support it. And so what it takes is just making that demand constantly and loudly, educating people publicly about it, writing about it in media outlets, speaking about it, like on radio shows like yours. I really appreciate that, pressuring members of Congress and just really making it very clear that that is the demand that we must have as a Medicare for All national publicly financed health system.
In order to, this is one of the ways in which Republicans are able to win races is they take an idea, a bill, whatever, and they turn it into, it becomes a product, then it's packaged, then it gets a shiny, bright package that the voters who are really consumers, they can recognize that. And then a huge campaign is launched to sell this idea, this bill, whatever, piece of legislation, and to sell it to people as it would be sold were at some sort of product. They talk all the time about people shopping for insurance plans, like it was a pair of new shoes. But to sell, to put the single payer across to the most people we could possibly reach, how would you propose to package it? What would be a way that we would present this to people in a format that they, well, as consumers, understand? It's a sad thing thought, but I think it sort of might be necessary.
Well, it's interesting because, first off, even though the commercial media rarely covers this, or when they do, they cover it negatively, we still have a majority of people that support it. And if you go to the website, healthoverprofit.org, you'll see right on the homepage, there's a number of slides or images that really explain very clearly what it is and how it would benefit businesses, families, health professionals, you know, really every sector of our society would benefit from this type of system. So the support is there. It's really just that we have to make this a political issue.
We have to talk about it more with it. We're out of time. I apologize
for
that.
No worries.
I want to thank you so much. The thing to remember is healthoverprofit.org. Go there, find out all about this. This is Beta Cascadia for Monday, March 6, 2017. My guest is Dr. Margaret Flowers, for the Popular Resistance Engineering for us today. Get the name in just a moment. Our AM News and Public Affairs Director is David Crooks. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Tune into KBOO Wednesday, March 8th for International Women's Day.
We'll be celebrating all day long with special programming focusing on feminism, intersectionality,